UN Women has launched their 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. This year, the theme is Orange the World, End Violence Against Women Now. The global campaign began on the 25th of November on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women and runs until the 10th of December, which is Human Rights Day. I spoke to UN Women Aotearoa New Zealand President Tara Singh about ending domestic violence here in New Zealand.
Could you tell our listeners a bit about your Orange the World campaign and where the proceeds are going to be going for this campaign?
Sure. So, Jessica, thanks so much for having us on the show today. We really appreciate the ability to reach out to other like-minded organizations and individuals who support women here. So our annual 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is a series of events that are aimed at creating real life change. So for 2021, the theme is Orange the World, End Violence Against Women Now. And the orange, it symbolizes a brighter future that's free of all violence. UN Women Aotearoa New Zealand welcomes and urges everyone to participate. Women's groups and concerned people around the world have really been vital to the progress that's been made. And going forward together, we can make life better and brighter for so many women and girls around the world. So the campaign acknowledges the current COVID-19 climate, which we're seeing a very large spike in domestic violence cases, and lockdowns have been exacerbated, both financial and mental health stress, and kept women at home for long periods of time. The campaign commences on the 25th of November, which is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and it ends on the 10th of December, which is Human Rights Day. And the focus here is really to gather a group of individuals who are passionate about women and supporting women's rights. And as you know, the human rights of women, including security and dignity and equality and justice, these are core principles not only of international law, but also of our community here in New Zealand. And we all know that leadership and the safety of women play a really important and vital role in both economic progress, community welfare, and also in children's health, education, and more.
And as you said, there has been a significant increase in domestic violence globally. What is the current extent of this in Aotearoa?
So it's quite shocking, actually. Gender-based violence is one of New Zealand's most persistent violations of human rights. And we are saddened to report that one in three women in New Zealand experience physical or sexual abuse at the hands of their partners during their lifetime. I'd like to just make a note that this is actually a bit of a modest claim because an estimated of 70% of family violence episodes go unreported across New Zealand. So we can imagine that that number is significantly higher.
And you mentioned physical and sexual abuse. Can you speak a little bit to what domestic violence can look like?
Absolutely. So most people are familiar with physical violence. There's also verbal abuse, and there's a new form of violence that is actually coming to the forefront of our society's awareness. And it's not a new form of violence, but it's a new awareness of that form of violence. And that circles around financial abuse. And this is an area that UN Women Aotearoa in New Zealand is particularly passionate about bringing attention to, because many women actually don't identify this as a form of abuse, but having a partner withhold finances or the ability to have transparency into your family's or your personal finances is a form of abuse, in addition to the physical, sexual, and verbal abuse.
What are some of the things that UN Women are doing throughout your campaign that people could get involved in?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, we welcome new partners, whether that's governments, organizations, institutions, community groups, people everywhere, to really join us and raise our voices and work together to transform lives, not only during the 16 Days of Activism campaign, but every day. And there is hope, and that hope is you. And so there's a number of ways that you can get involved here, including hosting your own orange morning tea at your home or work, wearing the color orange during the 16 days, one of the things that we found, given that we're all in sort of Zoom land these days, is hosting virtual teas and taking a screenshot and of all of our participants and sharing it with our social media and our community to let them know that we support women. There's also an exciting second series of In the Discussion with UN Women webinars, where we're going to be hearing from acclaimed international guest speaker Brooke Axtell and an extraordinary panel of frontline voices and advocates who will be sharing their experiences and their lessons in the elimination of violence against women. When Brooke Axtell was 7 years old, her nanny subjected her to sex trafficking, and today she is an extraordinary champion and advocate for women around the world who've experienced sexual violence and trauma. This panel will be moderated by Jan Logie, MP, and we'll have panelists Rob McCann from the White Ribbon, Dr. Natalie Thornburn from New Zealand Women's Refuge, and Yvonne Churches from Hestia Refuge. And we'll be able to listen and learn and empower and educate our members and our audience as we unite around the 16 days of activism. And this webinar will be held on Friday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. and it's free for everyone to attend. And we are going to be raising money. So all of the proceeds, 100% of the donations that will be coming in, will be going to both New Zealand Women's Refuge and also the Kiribati Women and Children's Support Center, which is UN Women, one of UN Women's Pacific initiates that we support. And we really believe that every woman and girl has a right to live her life without the threat of violence. And we're really proud to support the Kiribati Women and Children's Crisis Center and other agencies across the Pacific that are committed to ending violence against women and children. Kiribati has one of the Pacific's highest domestic violence prevalence rates. And this is according to a 2010 Kiribati Family Health and Support Study. And the Kiribati Women and Children's Support Center provides women and children affected by violence with greater accesses to services and supports, including confidential counseling for women and children, legal information, case management, community awareness, et cetera. When we were speaking to one of their directors, we were really inspired to learn that because there's a lack of transportation up on a couple of the, in the regions, they actually go and pick them up from their home when women and children are experiencing crisis. And these kinds of services are absolutely vital to the health of the family and the community.
Yeah, so you spoke a little bit there about what's being done in Kiribati. What do we need to do in Aotearoa to end domestic violence?
That is such a great question. I think that we really want to encourage everyone to unite. And I think that this is crucial by bringing domestic violence, intimate partner violence, violence of any sort towards women and children into the forefront of our society, sort of taking it out from underneath the rug and shining a light on it, we have an opportunity to really make the future brighter and better. And you know, much progress has really been achieved that will help prevent and reduce violence against women and girls, but it is really crucial that essential services are available and accessible to women of all ages and also their children. So I think that coming together and uniting and celebrating to work to protect women and girls and defend their human rights, that's really something that we as Kiwis can unite. It's a cause that we can all get behind and support so that hopefully we can put a stop, a hard stop to gender violence.
And just lastly, if someone that is listening or someone that they know is experiencing a form of domestic violence, where can they go or what can they do to get support?
Absolutely. So Women's Refuge is New Zealand's largest domestic violence provider of support. And so I would urge everyone to who is concerned with themselves or a loved one to contact Women's Refuge directly. They have an extraordinary group of staff there who are confidential, very sensitive, and incredibly skilled. I think another suggestion that I would have is reach out to your loved ones and your family and let them know what's going on, because we don't want to work in silos. We as a community of Kiwis, we are generally kind and supportive. And I think that being able to look out for our friends and our families and our neighbors, especially during this time of COVID, is so crucial, so we can all be a lifeline for someone in need.